It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Hope all is well. Well, tonight we have an incredible guest, Norm Trainer. We're going to be talking about his upcoming conference, and we titled tonight's show, Avoiding Executive Burnout. That's something pretty much on every business owner and every executive's mind. How do we avoid burnout? And Norm is having a conference, an entire conference coming up on June 11th through the 13th, 2023, Sunday through Tuesday in Toronto. We're going to be talking about it, the Pinnacle Conference. We're going to be discussing that with Norm. Of course, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business. And the listeners have come to expect incredible business content week in and week out. And we've had so many incredible guests on this show. Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Joe Hart, president and CEO at Dale Carnegie, and so many other incredible guests. We have on our YouTube channel, I think it's over 300 videos are up there on YouTube. If you subscribe, you're automatically notified every single time a show goes live. And by the way, post comments in there. We'd love to hear from you. We're also syndicated on many different platforms. Special shout out to the Jewish Home that features features a print edition summary of the show and, of course, our very popular Business Class channel. Special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who makes it happen week in and week out, in particular, Cerulli, Michal, and Nahi. Thank you. Special shout out to Darren, Peter, and Robert out at iHeart and, of course, 710WR. Thank you, Zev, for the shout out before the show. Without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest, Norm Trainer, a dear friend, the head of the Covenant Group. Tonight's show is all about avoiding executive burnout. You have a conference, the Pinnacle Conference, coming up on June 11th through the 13th in Toronto, which is the Pinnacle Conference titled Living a Purpose-Driven Life. And I understand that you're focusing on five elements: self and health, family, relationships, work, community. Norm, first of all, of course, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business. And perhaps you could start talking about the conference. And we'll go through in tonight's show, one by one, explaining these issues and even giving anecdotes, stories to bring to life why attending such a conference is so critical for an executive, what they will get by joining this conference.
Thank you, Yitzhak, for inviting me and really looking forward to our time together.
Yep.
We're in an era where more and more people are experiencing burnout, bowing out, resting out. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the world today, and that brings ambiguity and a sense of distress or discomfort. As you touched on, there are five elements that are critical to our sense of well-being, to a life well lived: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. If you think of those as five balls we're looking to keep in the air, four of them are crystal, our self and health. Often we don't fully appreciate it until we lose it. Family. It's critical to keep family at the foremost of what our whole focus in our life is. Mm-hmm. Relationships. Relationships are key to a sense of well-being. We are social beings. Work. Work, in many respects, defines who we are. Work gives us three things. It gives us meaning. It gives us structure. It gives us relationships. At its best, work makes us whole. And the fifth is community. We are communal beings. We live in different communities. The extent to which we feel a part of communities, it fulfills us. As I mentioned, four of those are crystal. Family, or self and health, family, relationships, and community. Work is the rubber ball. All of us in our work, in our careers, experience failure. It's a bouncing ball. One of the key aspects of success in life and in work is the ability to deal with adversity. In our experience, one of the ways in which you avoid burnout is to apply three R's in your work. The first, and in your life, the first is recognition. Self-awareness, self-insight provide for greater self-management. We are better able to manage each aspect of our life. Resilience. As I mentioned, adversity is something we all encounter, particularly in our work. And the degree to which we can be resilient and respond to that is critical to a life well lived. And the third is routines. And we're going to talk about that. What are the routines that restore us and avoid burnout? So those are the five elements. I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Yeah, so if we could actually go even, because what I love in general about my interaction with the Covenant Group and with you in particular, of course, you have a great team there, Kita and the rest of the John and Hako, is that you have a way of mastering the art of structuring difficult concepts and concepts that really are critical for every business executive. And then you have a way of just simplifying it. So, and breaking it down by category, which is critical in order to, right? Simplification, right? Is key in terms of, you know, breaking complicated subject matter and subjects apart, and then having a way of moving forward so that people can understand it. So item number one, self and health. Every executive has to deal with this. There's a lot of pressure, and that's why we're calling tonight tonight's title is Avoiding Executive Burnout. Self and health. Perhaps you could talk about it, some examples. In fact, we've had on, there's someone who's part of Covenant Group. We've had on the show in the past, Marcus McKay. We had a great show with him. Perhaps, how important is self and health for an executive, and what are some tips and some ideas that you could share with us, please?
One of the things we know is that as we mature each decade, as there are more demands on us, success brings with it complexity. We tend to take less care of ourselves. What research shows in North America, Canada, and the US is the typical male, for example, puts on 10 pounds a decade. So if you think about it in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you put on 40 to 50 pounds. Now, I can give you a personal example that I was an athlete. I've always worked out or exercised. The pandemic was not kind to me. When I played football, I was a lot bigger. I weighed 255 pounds and I was getting back to my football weight and I didn't look the way I did playing football. Marcus McKay is a health and wellness coach and he became a client of the Covenant Group in November of 2019. At that time, he was the head of a fitness center in downtown Toronto. He had 40 personal trainers under him. Marcus had a vision of building an online health and wellness business, of integrating four aspects that are critical to self and health. The first is mindset. Mindset shapes everything. The second is training, the routines we put in place to stay in shape. The third is nutrition. Garbage in, garbage out. And the fourth is recovery. Often we don't fully appreciate how important it is to restore ourselves. So sleep, for example, is really important. So Marcus became a client. He had a dream of setting up his own business, and he lived in Toronto and moving to Vancouver. That dream came true. At the end of February of 2020, he left that organization. He set up his own business. He had one client in March of 2020. Today, he has over 200. He has built a very successful online business. He makes more in a month than he did in a year. But what's important is the impact he's having on people's lives. So in April of 2021, I became a client of Marcus's. And I had a goal. I wanted to lose 25 pounds. I actually wanted to lose 35 pounds of fat and put on 10 pounds of muscle. And I wanted to do that over a three-year period. And I'm right on target to do that. I have a Nora ring that I wear and an Apple Watch. Every day, Marcus sends me a program. That program focuses me on mindset, on training, on nutrition, and on recovery. He tracks my results. He aligns intention, process, and measurement. Wow. Get clear about what is your intention. My intention was to achieve a peak level of health and wellness. The process is one of putting routines in place that ensure that, and Marcus is measuring that daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. You have to bring a focus and a discipline to your health and wellness. Your health and wellness is a priority. Without that, all the other areas of your life tend to slip.
And especially, and especially for executives that have so much pressure. You know, people on a team almost never realize the full extent of financial and payroll and leads and everything that's involved. So, you know, self and health has to be up there so that the physical body can maintain that level of rigorous pressure that is on an executive.
Absolutely. To perform at the highest level of your capability in your work and in your life, health is central, and you have to make that a priority.
Norm, what's the website to find out more about the Pinnacle Conference, which is coming up June 11th through the 13th in 2023 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada? What's the website, please?
You go to our website, covenantgroup.com, and there's information there about the Pinnacle Conference, and Marcus Mackay's company will be represented there. They're one of our corporate sponsors, and you will learn about self and health as just one key element of not only avoiding burnout, but also more importantly, having a life well lived.
That wraps up the first segment of tonight's show. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you in a dead-end job and you're not sure how to move your career forward? Well, I have some good news for you. This is Shia Rubenstein at the JCon Conferences. We will be hosting on Sunday, May 7th, a conference for education and career that will take place at the Palace at 780 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information and to sign up, please visit attendjcon.com. Attendjcon.com. That's attendjcon.com. Looking forward to greeting you personally.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are 5 key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Saftless right here on 710 WOR. And tonight's show titled Avoiding Executive Burnout. And who do we have as a guest? None other than Norm Trainer. He knows a thing or two about that. And in fact, his upcoming conference, the Pinnacle Conference, Living a Purpose-Driven Life, which is coming up on June 11th through the 13th, Sunday through Tuesday, 2023 in Toronto, Canada, is all about living a purpose-driven life. And the first portion of tonight's show, we discuss self and health. There are five elements to living a purpose-driven life, as Norm will discuss at the conference, but he's sharing a teaser on tonight's show. One is self and health. Two is family. Three is relationships. Four is work. Five is community. So Norm, with that, let's jump into two, because one we already discussed, even though we can never discuss enough of it. Of course, anyone that's treated to that will be at the conference in Toronto will get to hear the full scope of how of everything that you have on that topic. But let's jump into family. In terms of living a purpose-driven life, how important is family and all the aspects? What could you share on that, please?
One of the challenges of being an executive is there are many demands, and often those demands are in conflict. Work and family, work-life balance. One of the things that's important to understand is balance, work-life balance is an illusion. Balance by definition means an equal measure. I've never met a successful person who does things in equal measure, and that's true of executives. The key though is, what are your priorities? So let me give you an example. One of the presenters at the Pinnacle is Mark Maybank. I've known and worked with Mark for over 20 years. He's one of the brightest and most capable executives whom I've ever met. When I met Mark, he was the chief operating officer of one of the largest independent wealth management firms in Canada. He was a very young man over 20 years ago. Mark has had an incredibly successful career. However, like many people, he's been touched by crisis and by challenges. And one of them was that his wife was in an horrific bicycle accident. And they had three young children at the time. And Mark literally stepped away from a career as a CEO to care for his family. And he managed his own personal financial well-being while looking after the recovery of his wife and looking after their three young children. And that was a significant event in Mark's life. Mark has tremendous clarity with regard to his priorities. In January of 2019, he and John Ruffalo, another brilliant entrepreneur and lead investor in the venture capital and private equity space, They formed a private equity company, Mavericks, which is one of the leading private equity companies in North America. They just made a $260 million investment in a company that's going to be transforming how transportation occurs in major cities. Mark, as I said, has great clarity with regard to his priorities. As I touched on earlier, there are three R's that characterize successful people. The first is recognition. They are self-aware. They have self-insight. And that leads to better self-management. You have to manage your demands at work and the demands in the other areas of your life. The second is resilience. We all face adversity, and Mark has encountered his share of adversity. The third is routines. Mark brings a focus and discipline to every area of his life. He has clarity with regard to his priorities. The two most important indicators of what you value or how you spend your time and your money. Family has to be a priority. It's structuring your time to reflect that.
Now, Norm, number three on the list is relationships. Now, of course, relationships, and I love how family is a separate element, even though, of course, relationships include family, but family is like, is so big, so important, it's really a separate entry. In fact, even before we get to relationships in general, just holding on to family. And of course, family includes parents, it could be grandparents, cousins, relatives, children, grandchildren, at any stage of life that an individual has to make sure to leave time for that area in order that it doesn't affect their business. But my question here is a very interesting question. Is there a way to even, I don't know if the word is monitor or just to leverage a great family relationship, meaning that family shouldn't be taxing. One shouldn't look, here's the way I'm going to rephrase the question. One shouldn't look at family versus work. It's rather, if I handle at my relationships with my family correctly, it could even improve my work. Is that a fair?
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, one of the things that we teach in our work with entrepreneurs and executives is to build out a 15-month calendar. Mm-hmm. Most of us plan the calendar year. Well, if we start planning in January, we're not really executing till February or March. If you start planning in September, so one of the things we encourage people to do is to sit down with their spouse or significant other in September, plan out the last quarter of the year and the four quarters that follow, the next calendar year. And what that entails is that you not only are able to plan for what is often the busiest part of the year, the last quarter, because there's holidays and all kinds of factors there, but also you plan for the next calendar year and you start with your family priorities and work back from there. When are you going to vacation as a family? How are you spending time together? There are 365 days in a year. It's important to think about how you want to spend that time.
Yeah.
And family is paramount.
So now moving on to relationships. I imagine that includes business relationships, partners. Perhaps you can expound on, again, the conference is titled Living a Purpose-Driven Life. And tying in relationships, work, community, et cetera, we're now focusing on the third element, relationships. Could you please explain?
One of the things we know about the economy, as an example, if we look at work, is that networks have a material impact on wealth creation, whether those are digital or human. The quality of your network, the depth and breadth of your relationships will be key to the impact you have in your life, the success and the wealth that you create. And that's why maintaining relationships is so important. If you want to maintain relationships, you have to work at them. One of the presenters at the Pinnacle is Ian Telfer. Ian Telfer and I first met, we were both at the University of Toronto. And we met when we were teenagers, and we've been friends for over 50 years. Ian is in the Canadian Business Hall of Fame. Ian and his wife, Nancy, have given away millions of dollars. It's been incredible that the impact they've had in so many areas of their life. Ian is going to be talking about living a purpose-driven life because he lives a purpose-driven life. So our friendship has really extended and now touches seven generations. It's been the vast majority of our lives. Ian lives in Vancouver. I live in Toronto. Managing those relationships is so important. Ian has touched my life in so many different ways. There are so many people like that. What's interesting, Yitzhak, is that we were both in the same fraternity. There were 52 brothers in that fraternity when we were together at university. 35 of us still get together.
Wow.
We're having a get-together in May. Wow. And there will be 35 people there. Those relationships have endured. If you want relationships to work, you have to work at them.
Now, it's an interesting point because in today's day and age, people try to keep relationships going just by like social media. I'll just send you a message or I'll like your post. It's probably got to be a little deeper than that, no?
You've got to find ways to stay connected, and it can take many forms. It is so important, though. Relationships with people like Ian nurture me. They nurture all of us. It's a key element in a life well lived.
What are some other examples of like relationships, partners, networking, staff, coaches, consultants? I'm trying to think of some other relationships that are very important for someone to be mindful, especially for an executive to be mindful of.
Well, one of the things that's important is diversity breeds strength. The more diverse our network, the richer, the deeper, the more impact it will have. The more we nurture relationships that are important to us. I mentioned that Mark Maybank is one of the presenters at the Pinnacle. And his partner, John Ruffalo, is also a close friend. I've known John and Mark both for over 20 years. They've been clients at throughout that period, John lived six doors from me. We're not only associated in business, but also our lives are intertwined. They bring so much value to me just by the quality of who they are and the interactions we have. So the more you have people in your network that are diverse, they may be diverse in terms of ethnicity or race or gender, a geographic location. I was in Phoenix about a month ago, and I had coffee with a former client who's now retired. He had been a CEO and a client of mine in a former life. And he said to me over coffee, he said, "Norm, you're the Michael Jordan of networking."
And, I second that.
I've known him for 20 plus years, and he's retired now, but he's still an important person in my life.
Special.
It's finding ways to stay connected, Yitzhak.
And you know, something else, sorry to interrupt, but it's something that's very insightful. Not necessarily connecting with like-minded people. You touched on that. Meaning, if you want to, you know, break out of your, you know, the box that you're in, you need to associate potentially with people that are just out of your, some would say, comfort zone, in order to see boundaries that normally you wouldn't see.
No, I'll give you an example. I have a longtime colleague. He's now retired, but we worked together for 40 years. He is a PhD, very bright guy. For a long time, when he and I worked together, he was convinced he was the smartest person in the room. And he also is someone who is often wrong, but never in doubt. He has absolute confidence in his own point of view. And one of the things that I would say to him when he would present something that I disagreed with is, "Help me understand your perspective." Too often we react emotionally when people say something that we don't agree with or that triggers a strong emotion. And that belief or that thought is rooted in something that is meaningful to that individual. It's important to have dialogue, to share meaning, gain understanding, seek a perspective. Often the ones that are different than us inform and give a greater picture of the world and how people think.
Yeah. We're speaking with Norm Trainer, and we are touching on the topics, the five elements that will drive the conversation at the upcoming Pinnacle Conference, hosted by the Covenant Group, and tonight's show brought to you in part by the Covenant Group. The conference itself is going to take place Sunday through Tuesday, June 11th, 13th through the 13th on 2023. Norm, what's the website where people can find out more information about the upcoming Pinnacle Conference?
Our website is covenantgroup.com, and there's a wealth of information on the conference, the speakers, the timing. As I said, there's some great sessions, and it'll be a great networking event.
Incredible. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Shia Rubenstein at JCon Conferences inviting you to the JCon 2023 Career and Education Summit. Are you confused about your career, what courses or higher education to take, what your future will look like? Well, we have an amazing day set for you on Sunday, May 7th at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information and to register online, please visit attendjcon.com. That's attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. Looking forward to greeting you personally.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saflis right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show is Avoiding Executive Burnout. And we are speaking with Norm Trainer about his upcoming conference, the Pinnacle Conference, which is really at its core is all about avoiding executive burnout. The official conference title is Living a Purpose-Driven Life. The actual dates are Sunday through Tuesday, June 11th through the 13th, 2023 in Toronto, Canada. For more information, visit covenantgroup.com. Visit covenantgroup.com for more information about participating in the conference. In the first couple of segments of tonight's show, we discussed from the five elements. There are five elements to living a purpose-driven life: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. We discussed already one through three in the previous segments. We now go to work. And I, if I could specifically frame the question, Norm, how do we measure success and fulfillment in our day-to-day work?
Well, work is the area of our life that probably consumes the greatest amount of our time. Helping our clients thrive is at the core of everything we do at the Covenant Group. We help you design the business that is right for you so you can leverage systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and measurable results. One example of work-life balance, if you like, and balance, as I said, is an illusion, but finding the right mix of living life fully and expressing yourself in work is Dean Harder. And Dean Harder is a successful entrepreneur with whom we've worked for a number of years. Our experience in working with entrepreneurs, with executives, with people who are aspirational. They want to make a difference. They want to move a very big rock. Is that there are four areas that are important to them. They're looking for four things. One is they want to make more money. And making more money may have nothing to do with lifestyle and everything to do with meaning. But fundamentally, that's the measure of their success. The second is they want more quality time in their work. They want to focus on what they're uniquely suited to do and optimize their capability, work at the highest level of capability. The third is they want more free time. They want more time that's not tied to work. And the fourth is they want to achieve financial stability, financial independence. They want to work as a choice, not as a necessity. And Dean, when we started working with him, was 48. And he was very much in that situation. He was already successful. He and his wife, Jackie, though, had a dream. They had a desired goal. Their youngest child was just going off to college. They were about to become empty nesters. They live in Indiana. And they wanted to have a home in Florida and spend half the year living in Florida. And you can imagine which half. And the other half in Indiana. And Dean is a successful financial advisor, and he wanted to be able to work remotely. Now, this was
pre-pandemic.
Yeah, this was pre-pandemic, and so that was the key to designing the business that is right for Dean. In the last 9 years, Dean has decreased his work year from 230 to 250 days a year to 160. He takes 16 weeks a year off. And in those 160 days, he focuses 108 of those days, 3 days a week, 36 weeks a year, on client-facing activities. The other 2 days, Monday and Friday, are his recreation days. It might be free time. It might be doing things that are self-development or professional development, or it may be preparing, doing strategy work or preparation for his client-facing activities. Dean has radically transformed his time at work, and Dean has increased his revenue 5 times in that period of time. So fundamentally, what Dean has done is re-engineered his life. Interestingly enough, Dean works with Marcus Mackay, and Dean is really fit. He's improving his tennis game. He's 57 now, his golf game. He has a lot of free time. He has a big Harley that he drives. I talked to him on Monday, and he had just driven back from Florida on his Harley and had a great time.
Whoa. 1 second. He took his Harley from Florida to Indiana?
He took his from Florida to Indiana. That's right. He had driven it down from Indiana to Florida.
Really, what do you say to that?
And he drove it back.
Whoa.
I'll be willing to bet when you see him at the Pinnacle, he will drive to Toronto on his Harley.
Oh, man. That means he's been working with Marcus a bit.
Yeah. The other aspect of what's happening with Dean is we're now helping him build a parallel business. And we helped him. We have a publishing division. We helped him publish his first book, nice. Stop Pitching.
Nice.
Dean is the master of conversational selling. Where relationships matter, so too do conversations. Yeah. And buying is a series of micro decisions. Dean has mastered that art and science of getting to yes. We're now helping him design a whole curriculum to teach his art and apply our science to helping salespeople become that much better. The era of pitching is over. Nobody wants to be pitched. It's how you attract people into a conversation, how you engage with them. And you talk about what's important to them so they feel compelled to act. So,
and I'm sorry to interrupt, but we know sales is the lifeblood of any business. At the conference, you'll be devoting time to that, about how
Absolutely,
to pitch,
yeah.
not to pitch, when to pitch, or let me stop using that word, but how to engage, how to build leads, how to build retention. Will that be part of the Pinnacle Conference?
Absolutely. I was talking to a client this morning who's attending the Pinnacle. He's been involved with 18 startups, taken 3 companies public, sold a number of them, and people are pitching to him every day. Mark Maybank's another example. We all are selling. The best salespeople in the world are children because they don't take no for an answer. And they know we love them even when you do say no. So a big part of our work is helping people communicate their value proposition. The clarity of your value proposition drives everything.
So holding on to number 4 of the 5 elements that will be addressed at the Pinnacle Conference, work. Any other pointers you could share on that about the importance and especially how to measure success in the workplace?
One of the presenters at the Pinnacle is Bruce Stout. Bruce Stout has been teaching professionals how to be peak performers as rainmakers for years, how to attract the right clients. Bruce will be doing a 2-hour workshop on how to be a rainmaker. It is a fantastic program. He'll be highlighting what are the missteps most people do or apply when they're pitching rather than attracting people into a conversation. How do you manage the before, the during, and the after of relationships that lead to the kind of output or result you want to achieve? Getting to yes is a series of conversations. How you manage those conversations is critical to your success in every endeavor. We're all selling you, Chuck.
Wow. But we're all selling, but we can't be overtly selling. That's basically
exactly. That's right. People do things for their reasons, not ours. It all starts with the other person.
Before we go to a commercial break, just share with us that people out there are like, how can I find out more information about this conference? Again, the Pinnacle Conference coming up on June 11th through the 13th in 2023, Sunday through Tuesday in Toronto, Canada. Norm, how can people find out more information about the conference?
Our website is covenantgroup.com. There's information about it. Website is covenantgroup.com.
Covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Are you in a dead-end job and you're not sure how to move your career forward? Well, I have some good news for you. This is Shia Rubinstein at the JCon Conferences. We will be hosting on Sunday, May 7th, a conference for education and career that will take place at the Palace at 780 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information and to sign up, please visit attendjcon.com. Attendjcon.com. That's attendjcon.com. Looking forward to greeting you personally.
Yeah, we're back. Mind Your Business with Leah Sexapolis right here on 710 WOR and around the world on the powerful IR radio network. As I'm waving over here. On radio, you can't see it, but for those that are watching this on YouTube, this will be another popular YouTube episode. And by the way, I'm sure you'll probably agree with everything that Norm is sharing, and you could put the comments down below. Yeah, great stuff. But if you disagree, also comment, right? It's open, you know. Norm can handle it. He can handle a little critique. It doesn't mean he'll agree with you, but put the notes in the comment. We love to see the comments, and we do view them. Again, on YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. My guest is Norm Trainer. We're talking about the upcoming Pinnacle Conference, Living a Purpose-Driven Life. Looking at it the other side, it's Avoiding Executive Burnout. And as Norm and his team framed it so succinctly, the conference will address five elements: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. We discussed already 1 through 4 in the previous segments of tonight's show. By the way, of course, the conference itself is coming up at June 11th through the 13th, 2023, Sunday through Tuesday. To find out more information, visit covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. We did not discuss yet community. I now turn it over to Norm. Norm, discuss that element, the last element that you have among the five, as it relates to an executive: community involvement.
We are social beings. Communities feed us. Just as it takes a village to raise a child, so it takes a village to be successful in business and to be fulfilled in life. It's important to think both strategically and tactically about the communities in which we want to be involved. That could be the neighborhood in which we live. It could be the communities that are tied to the business that we do. Mm-hmm. It can take many forms, Yitzhak. We have to think about it strategically, though. And I'll give you a few examples. First, a personal example. Financial services is an important aspect of the work we do. It's a vertical that we're deeply embedded in. And there are many aspects to financial services, you know, insurance, banking, wealth management. It takes a number of forms. And there are many associations in those various sectors. One of them is the Life Insurance Marketing Research Association that represents life insurance companies around the world. I was in Boston in 2019 at the LIMRA annual general meeting. And the then chair of LIMRA came up to me and said, "Norm, do you realize you're the longest tenured attendee at our AGM? This is your 45th annual general meeting. 80% of success in life is just showing up." And so what you have to decide is, in terms of the communities that are important to you, whether they're local or global, whether they're industry specific or they're tied to a personal or charitable interest, how are you going to get involved? You get involved with your time and you get involved with your money. So let me give you an example. Josh Hollander is a successful executive search head of a company, Horton International, in North America. And Josh is very good at what he does. Josh has a deep background in investment banking, capital markets, technology. And one of the areas in which he's deeply immersed, as we are, is insurtech and fintech. So helping companies that are part of the underpinning or the ecosystem of financial services, insurance companies, banks, wealth management firms. And Josh, one of the communities in which Josh is involved is the International Technology Association. Josh is one of the presenters at the Covenant Group, at the Pinnacle Conference, sorry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's a longtime Covenant Group client. Josh reached out to me a few weeks ago and said, "Norm, I'm going to be in Toronto at the Pinnacle. I've been talking to the head of the International Technology Association in Toronto, or the greater Toronto area, and we're thinking of hosting an event. And I thought it would be good while I was in Toronto." So the conference runs June 11th to 13th in Toronto. The evening of the 13th, there's going to be an ITA, an International Technology Association event at a leading restaurant in downtown Toronto, Jump Restaurant. And there'll probably be 60 to 80 people there. So we're helping Josh orchestrate that. But that's an example of how Josh has expanded his footprint in a community that's important to him, technology. And it's going to bring 60 to 80 technology entrepreneurs together to network. If you want relationships to be effective, you have to work at them. And that applies to community as well. Another example is my friend Ian Telfer, who's also presenting at the Pinnacle. And as I mentioned, he and his wife Nancy have given away millions of dollars. On June 28th of last year, my wife and I attended a function at the University of Toronto. We're graduates of the University of Toronto. Ian's a graduate of the University of Toronto. And Ian and Nancy were donating a significant amount of money to a new music conservatory that the University of Toronto is building. It will be completed in 2025. And the music hall that will be the centerpiece of that conservatory will be called the J. Telfer Forum, in honor of Ian's brother, who was a leading musician and died a number of years ago. Investment in community. Ian is a community builder. Ian and Nancy are community builders.
Special, special. Just hearing the people's involvement and what's very touching about this particular portion of tonight's show is that, you know, an executive has to be mindful about their company, has to be purposeful and intention driven, and has to keep an eye on the dashboard, right? And they got to make sure that it's you know, everything's going smoothly, and it's not always a walk in the park, as they say. But at the same time, there has to be the human side, community involvement, participation, their philanthropic philanthropic activities. They have to be mindful of that. Because there's a big world out there and there's a big picture.
Absolutely. So let me add one other element to that.
Sure.
There's been a lot of research done on career stages, and most of that research identifies four distinct phases we go through in our careers. The apprentice phase, where we're learning about the what's required in terms of knowledge and expertise. There's the specialist phase, where we become deeply immersed in gaining the expertise to be a leader in our field. There's the mentor stage, where we now want to give back and develop others. And often that's when people begin to move up in an organization. So if you're a manager, your role is to coach the people one level below you. If you're the manager once removed, is to mentor them, is to help them prepare for the next stage in their career. So mentoring and coaching are quite different. The fourth stage, though, is the integrator stage, where we begin to tie together what we may previously have excluded because we were too focused on the early stages of our career, getting started. We're concentrating on our family. At the integrative stage of our life, which usually is 15 to 25 years into our career, that's now where we begin to become more involved in community, more community activism. So it might be social. It might be philanthropic. It might be tied to where our expertise lies. But now we expand our reach. The benefit to executives, and one of the ways in which we avoid burnout, is that now those people feed us. It helps us become more whole at that stage in our lives.
Norm, we're running low on time, but we still have around 3 minutes. I first want to just give a pitch about the conference, and then if it's okay, just to kind of quickly run down, because you've name-dropped during tonight's show some incredible names who are going to be speakers at the conference. Perhaps you'll be able to list them off again. The conference itself, the Pinnacle Conference, is coming up this June 11th through the 13th, Sunday through Tuesday in Toronto, Canada. To find out more information, visit covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. Norm, can you just, again, just kind of go through the list of the incredible array of speakers that will be presenting at the upcoming Pinnacle Conference?
Well, we kick off Sunday afternoon with a workshop by Bruce Stout, the Rainmakers Forum. Well, Bruce will teach you how to become a master rainmaker, how to build a brand where you attract. The keynote speaker Monday morning launching the conference is Dr. Deborah Jasper. Dr. Deborah Jasper is one of the foremost communication experts in North America and globally. Then we're going to have an interview with Dr. Keita Deming, who's our head of program and product development. Keita has just completed his first book, From Strategy to Action. It is a phenomenal book. There's just a wealth of information there. I mentioned that Ian Telfer is going to be speaking on living a purpose-driven life. We're going to have DNA behavior, that the CEO and the head of marketing talk about the DNA behavioral assessment, how you gain an understanding of your DNA as it relates to time and money. What are the critical factors? I mentioned there are two key elements that really demonstrate our value, how we spend our time and how we spend our money. We have Glenn Norte, who built the largest independent wealth management firm in South Africa with over 700 wealth advisors and is now building that platform in Canada and the U.S. We have Mark Maybank, one of the leading private equity people in North America, a brilliant guy talking about resilience in life and what the future portends in terms of where are going to be the great opportunities to invest over the next 10 years and beyond.
And wait, we can't forget, what about our Harley riding friend, Dean, right? Dean Otter, is he presenting?
Dean will be there. No, Dean's not presenting, but he will be at the conference.
I can't wait to meet him. Is he going to pull in with his bike? He's going to pull in with his bike?
There's going to be a special diet provided by M4 Marcus Mackay's company.
Nice.
There's a wealth. I haven't even touched on all of the workshops that are going to be the other presenters. Dr. John Stout, who's one of the leading specialists in talent development, Josh Hollander in talent acquisition, Brennan McLean in standard operating procedures, how you implement systems and processes, Jason Boudreau, one of the leading wealth managers who's grown his business 30 times in the last 10 years. Wow. Mark Terrio, who is a partner in the second largest investment counseling firm in Canada. We've just got an incredible speakers bureau, and you're going to be there.
Oh, thank you.
Interviewing people, adding value.
Exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting. To find out more information, visit covenantgroup.com. Covenantgroup.com. That's how to find out more information about the upcoming Pinnacle Conference that's going to be held on June 11th through the 13th, 2023, in Toronto, Canada. Wow. The time flies, especially when I'm on the set with Norm Traynor. We're out of time. Join us again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.